I met this guy a long time ago. We were like dating and all, and I was financing our lifestyle and all that stuff. You understand?
Yeah.
When she came up with the concept idea, she told me, "Frank, I want to put on the concept because I've never put on the concept before." I said, "It's fine. I'll finance it." She actually told me she has sponsor. She said she has sponsor. Then later on, I find out she doesn't have sponsor. I put all the money in and all that. You understand? This money that brought up this issue was borrowed from a guy called Peter. Because the day before the concert, she told me there are some bills she needs to clear. I told her, look, I don't have cash yet. That means I have to fly back to Kuwait or whatever. But right now, what I've given you everything I had, which is totally about 150 million. You understand? Then I told her, okay, I have somebody I can borrow the money from and give to you. So I went with my friend called Isaac and another one called John. I can give you the numbers. We went there. We borrowed this money. The guy said, okay, let Desire give a check against the money.
How much was the money?
The money was like 12 million, 10 or 12 million, I think. 10 or 12 million. You understand? So after the concert, Desire told me that the concert, she'll get the gate taken and give the guy the money. The guy said, okay, no problem. So the guy gave us his brother to come to the gate and wait at the gate so that they can take the money from the gate taken. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
And after that, so, Bert, you know, the tickets and all that, I printed them from Dubai. You understand? So when I came to the gate, I saw that everybody was coming with their own ticket. I was wondering, I said, what is going on? Then there's a guy close to Desire. The guy told me, Frank, I don't want you to be angry, but the truth is that we want this place to be packed, so we gave the ticket out for free.
Uh-huh.
That's where our problem started. You understand? So
yes.
We had bills we had to clear and all that, and we didn't get anything. I didn't make a dime. I gave my car away. I gave certain things away. You understand?
Yeah.
Just to make sure that things... so that things go well. Then the guy for the check called me that, Frank, it's because of you, because I know Desire is very arrogant and I want my money. I gave the guy 4 million. My friend gave the guy his car. So he sold the car for 7 million. That is 11 million, right?
Okay.
So I left Uganda. All this while, me and her were not be talking. Why? Because I find out so many things. She was sleeping with Ben Misaga. She was sleeping with some guy called Haji. She was sleeping with some guy called John Siroma. She was sleeping with so many people. The actual, what really got me pissed was Ben's Misaga issue. You understand? I find messages on her phone where she was talking to Ben Misaga, how she wants Ben to fuck her from the ass and all that, blah, 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 stuff like that. So I got pissed. I left Uganda. Since then, we've not been talking. So when the warrant came in yesterday, before they gave her the warrant, the guy sent me a copy of the warrant. That, Frank, if you tell us to go ahead, we go ahead. But if you don't want to interfere in this thing, please tell me. I told the guy, please, I've done my best. I gave you 4 million. You took my friend's car. So just leave me out of this.
Okay.
You understand?
I get you.
That is what really happened. You understand? That is what really happened. So I was surprised this morning. Actually, yesterday night, the sister called me, that, Frank, please try to help Desire, please. I ignored the message. I can send you all the messages. So
which
I was surprised
sister?
This morning somebody's calling. Yeah, the sister, the elder sister. So I was surprised this morning when somebody called me and told me, Frank, look at what is going on. Desire is even talking about you. I was like, really? He said, yes. My friends right now, they're also pissed because they know the length I went to make Desire happy. They know what I went through because of this girl. They know all the problems. Even my partners here, they don't talk to me because of Desire. I can send you lists. I can send you copies of transfers they're making to Desire. Copies of papers, transfer papers they're making to Desire. So for him to come out and tell you to label me that I con her or whatever, and you just put up the story there, that is really, really bad. Believe me, because I have several witnesses, not
I'm
one,
put,
not two, not three.
I'm going to
not
think
three,
exactly
four.
What you say.
You understand? Not
yeah.
three, not four. Even as she just sent me a message, she said, please, you have won this war. Please. She just sent me a message. I got the message. People know these stories. People know. I can give you a number of people that can confirm what I'm telling you. Julie Erosa was working with Desire during the concert. She was in the car when I went to borrow this money, and I handed the money over to her. She went to pay sick event, 5 million or 10 million, 6 million, and she gave money to 4 million. You understand? I borrowed this money on her behalf for her concert. That is a true story.
And you had already given her some money before.
I have Jesus Christ. You didn't see what I posted online? I posted a receipt for Western Union I just sent a week back.
Okay, I saw that one, which was 4 million. Was it 2 million or 4 million?
It was 2 million plus. Then yeah. I supposed to send her, I have another receipt here for 5 million. I supposed to send her yesterday, but I refused because my friends told me, if you do this, we will never forgive you because she has the men. Let her call the men.
Okay, who is that friend of yours?
I'm not going to mention the name. There's a lot of people, me and Ben Misaga, we almost fought. We almost had a confrontation in their home at Wandega, in the parking. We almost fought because of this desire. It's because I caught her entering the car, and Ben was there, and Ben was surprised. And even the messages Ben sent to me are still in my phone. I can send you the messages. So there's so many things going on you don't even know. So don't even listen to Desire, because I was there. That house issue came up with Desire. And you also, you called, she called you, that it was asking, why did you have to post those things? I know you are friends to Desire, but when it comes to journalism, you don't need to be biased. You need to hear from both sides before you say anything.
No, I'm not biased, because just remember that I posted that issue when she was just out of the house. If she was my friend, why would I be posting it then? She's my friend on a personal ground, but I don't... go into, when it comes to news, I'm a news reporter. I report it exactly as it happens. Unfortunately,
what you wrote there is not what happened. She just said something to you.
You told me, but I asked someone else. You can see that there is a witness there, someone, a sister of hers, who I contacted before I printed that story.
How do you expect a sister to tell you the truth? That is a younger sister. How can you expect a younger sister to tell you the truth? Jesus Christ. Henry, I thought you better than this. How do you expect her sister to tell you the truth?
Because I didn't have your phone number. I didn't have your contacts.
You should have told her that before I put this thing online, let me confirm from the person. Or you should have tried to get the person they borrowed the money from. That would have been better. The guy is in the U.S. right now. It's called Peter. I can look for his number and send it to you.
Did you see that conversation? She said she has never met Peter. In that conversation, it's very clear.
You know why she never met... Listen, you know why she never met Peter? You know why she never met Peter? Because I went to meet Peter. Peter is somebody I know through a friend. You understand? I went to meet Peter, that Peter, this is the situation. Peter said, I've done this before for Baby Cool, and Baby Cool didn't pay me, so I don't want to do it for this artist. They don't pay. That's what Peter told me. I said, Peter, because of me, do this thing. Peter said, okay. She never met Peter one-on-one. The only time she's supposed to meet Peter was we went to look for Peter one time, and she was seated in the car, and I just went to talk to Peter, and Peter said, okay, Frank, it's because of you. I'll hold on for this warrant. But I'm telling you, Frank, I want to go after this girl because she's so arrogant. She thinks she can do all sort of shit, whatever. You understand? That's when I told her, I said, sometimes when you owe people, you talk to them. Desire, this money, this guy gave us in a good fit. The brother was even...
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah?
I hear you.
She didn't need to sit in the first place. We borrowed that money and we gave it to Julie and we suffered as a problem. But I don't see any reason why you should go online and start calling me names because you wanted to protect your image. We are all stars in our various ways. The money she's talking about is money I used to buy shoes and just shoes. So what are we talking about? I don't have that time to whatever. How much is 20 million or 10 million? I have somebody I can call now that can give her the money immediately. But she don't need to go online and start lending me names or whatever for what? Just because I don't want to be led astray, you know, just because I don't want to be fooled. She thinks she has friends. I was the only friend she had. I was the only friend she had, the only person she can rely on. The people she's even thinking she can rely on, they are the same people that come behind and tell me things that, she's dating this, she's doing this, she's sleeping with this, she's sleeping with that, and all that, people fucking her in the car and all that shit. What's this? I never want to go this far, but when I saw the message and a younger sister even confirmed it, insulting me, for
yes.
You know, you know how old I am? I'm not a kid, I'm 37 years old. I might look young, but I'm not a kid. My younger brother is even older than my younger sister, same stuff or whatever. So I'm not a kid.
She said at one time, the sister said at one time you begged her for 20,000 to take you to the city, that you are stranded in the city. This is what the statement.
City for what? What city? What does 20,000 got to do with city or whatever? Me and Desire were dating. I go to their home. I can do anything in their home. If they have problems, they can ask me. If I ask problems, I can ask them. That is what this relationship is all about.
Yes.
So whatever sister is saying, it doesn't make sense. So it doesn't connect to the story. Whatever you're saying, it doesn't connect to the story. Whatever sister is saying, it doesn't connect. Come on, Henry, we are mature people. You have a wife. You visit your wife's family. You visit your wife's sister or whatever. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, if you are trying to connect to whatever, it doesn't. This story doesn't make sense. Because in my country, I don't think anybody will publish this kind of story. Seriously, because it doesn't make sense. Because people in Uganda, they don't talk about things they're supposed to talk about. They talk about negative things they're not supposed to talk about. You know
yes,
that?
So,
I'm trying to tell you the truth. The truth is that she made a wrong move. She made a very, very wrong move. I know a lot of shit about Desire that she doesn't even want it to go public. She doesn't even want those shit to go public. So she should just at least advise herself and go to the church and start praying now. Because with this anger I have, I will spread it all over. I will spread it all over, anywhere, any social media you can think of. I'll put it there. Because I'm ready to pay people. I'm ready to do whatever. I have the connection. I have the contact. I will spread it. That is just a warning for her. That is just a warning. So if she is wise, she should go back online and change her comment. If not, in the next 5-10 minutes, it will go up in Turkey, it will go up in Spain, it will go up in different places, and they'll make sure it's all over. When you click on Google on Uganda, the first thing you see is Desire's music, video, messages, and all that. That's what you will see. Because that's what I'm trying to do right now. When you put her name anywhere in online, it goes up. Anything losing that, it goes up. So advise her right now. She goes back, take down those comments, and start saying she's sorry. If not, the next few minutes, she won't believe what she sees online. I think she's denied that those pictures are fake. Then she will see the ones that are not fake, where she's having sex and all that. She will see the ones that are not fake.
Yeah, but I'm just...